פרק ויהי ביום השמיני. And it was on the eighth day, the eighth day of the miluim, of the preparation of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This was really when the Mikdash was inaugurated, the Mishkan was inaugurated. Ve'hi bayom hashmini, and it was on the eighth day. Kora Moshe l'Aaron u'levonov u'lezikne Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu called Aaron and his sons and the Zikanim. Shnei kol am ve'edo, hagam Moshe Rabbeinu did the avoda during the 7 days of miluim. But now he was installing Aaron as the Kohen Gadol. Vayomer el Aaron, and he told Aaron, kach lecha egel ben bokor, lechatos, take for you a calf, for a korban chatos, v'ayil lo'ayla tamimim, and a ram for a korban oyla v'akrei l'mei Hashem. I want you to know you can see the Shavuot. Vayihi bayom hashmini. We know that Chazal say in Maseches Megillah that Vayihi is a lashon of tzara. Has two words in it. Vei and hey, or hoy vei. Vayihi is a lashon of tzara. Kipshutai, this was a time of tzara because it was the day that not even Aviyu were nifter. See the Shavuot. Vayihi bayom hashmini. Whenever a person reaches his eighth day, it's a tzara. Why is that? Because a person is meant to work for 6 days during the week. The seventh day is Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be a rebirth. He's never supposed to reach an eighth day. The day after every Shabbos is supposed to be a first day. Shabbos, you come to a Shabbos, or Shabbos b'menucha, you revitalize yourself physically. Ruchni is dikwise, it's a time of learning, it's a time of ruchni, it's a time of zmiris, it's a time when you mechazik yourself in emuna, so you recharge your batteries on Shabbos, so that now you're a new man, and the next day is the first day of the next week. There's never an eighth day. But the problem is if a fellow does not utilize Shabbos properly, you know, Shabbos is for eating cholent and kishke and plopping down into the bed, and there's no ruchnizdik meaning in that Shabbos. So it comes out that Sunday, it turns out to be just the eighth day. That's all it is. Vayihi bayom hashmini. If a person reaches that eighth day, then vayihi is taka etzara. There's never supposed to be an eighth day in a person's life. The Shabbos has to be a rebirth, so that Sunday, the first day of the week, is the first day. If it's not, if Shabbos is not that way, so then the Sunday is an eighth day, that's taka vayihi, that's inyan of tzara. So that means it's tonight's chassidus shavuot, but the truth is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says this yesod. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, there's a Gemara that says, that whoever says vayichulu Friday night, naseh shuktivim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maiseh bereishis. He becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation. What's the connection? Just because you say by Yehulu, that means you become a partner in the creation of the world. Zotar Chaim HaKadosh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created it to last for 6 days. And 6 days only. Shabbos, person comes Shabbos, that is the Mekor HaBrocha. Lekra Shabbos L'chu B'neilcha. Ki hi Mekor HaBrocha. Shabbos is meant to recreate the Bria for the next 6 days. And then the Bria lasts for 6 days, and then again Shabbos, you recreate it again. So if we say Vayechulu, which means you don't just stop dabbing it up, you say it, and it brings you to Emuna, and it brings you to a Chizuk in your connection with Hashem, so then you're recreating the world for the next 6 days, Nasa Shutta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'masa Bereishis. So Shabbos is a rebirth, not only of the person himself, but it's a rebirth of the entire world. And here it's Chassidus Shavuot, Vayihi Bayom HaShmini. If you ever reach a Yom HaShmini, it's a Vayihi, it's an Inyan of Tzara. A little bit later on, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, Vayomer Moshe l'Aaron, Krav el ha-Mizbeach, approach the Mizbeach, come close to the Mizbeach, Va'aseh ischatosch v'esoy l'esech. And do your chatos and your oilo. Bring the chatos and the oilo. V'chaper ba'adcho uve'adra'am. And be mechaper for yourself and for the nation. It's kapora for the cheta egel. So Rashi says, why did Moshe tell Aaron krav al ha-mizbeach? Why was it necessary for him to say krav al ha-mizbeach? So Rashi, shehoya Aaron boish. V'yorei lo geshes. he was embarrassed and he was afraid to approach the Mizbeach. Amalei Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Lo ma'atabosh, why are you embarrassed? Lekach nivcharta, for this you were chosen. So the simple chat in Lekach nivcharta means you were chosen Lekach for this purpose. If you were the single person chosen for this purpose, what are you embarrassed about? This was meant for you, Lechatchila. But there's the types, the Vel types differently in Lekach nivcharta. Loma atabosh, and why are you afraid to approach the Mizbeach? Lekach, it's for this reason that you were chosen. Because you have the midah of busha, and because you have the midah of anava, and you're afraid to approach the Mizbeach, that goof is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. And that goof is the biggest sinner that you were meant for this avodah. Kol ha-berech min ha-kovid, ha-kovid berech acharav. Because you're a person that's boish, and you're hesitant to take the kovid, kol ha-berech min ha-kovid, ha-kovid berech acharav. One that runs away from kovid, the kovid runs after him. Chavetz Chaim said, I'm married to Teich. On this Indian of Kol HaBerech, when HaKovid, HaKovid Roidev Acharov. There was a Yid, I'm not going to mention his name because it's not so, complimentary to him. There was a Yid that lived in Europe when there was a revolution in Poland. The famous general by the name of Pilsudski, he was being chased by rebels. And this Yid was standing by his doorway as Pilsudski is running for his life. So he calls Pilsudski in. You know, he had no idea who he was. Takes him into his house and puts a talus on him and gives him a sitter. The bell says that he held the sitter upside down. And, you know, these rebels were searching from house to house, and it turned out that they fooled him, and this Pilsudski, the famous general, was saved. A while later, he left the house. A few weeks later, this Yid gets a letter from the big general Pilsudski that he wants to see him in the palace of the king. This Yid is trembling. He has no idea. What did he do wrong? What are they, what do they have against him? He turned up at the palace, and this big general, he hugged him and he kissed him. He said, "You saved my life." He said, "Anything you want." He awarded him with he gave him tremendous rewards, and he told him, if the Jews ever need anything from me, you'll be the shliach, and you'll always sign on their behalf. Turns out that the stipler and a number of bachrim, they once tried to cross the border from Russia into Poland, and they were caught, and sure enough, Pilsudski came to their aid because of this yid that, he tied it on their behalf. The problem with this yid was that the cover got to his head a little bit. And because he had an in with Pilsudski, he used to go around saying, you have to give a chabad me, and the more covered you give to me, the more I'll be able to be poiled for Yidden. When he came to Volozhin Yeshiva, and he told the Yeshiva Bachman, there's no make fun. A guy comes and asks for covered, they're not about to give it to him. So once he was by the Chofetz Chaim, he complained to the Chofetz Chaim, if people would give me more covered, I'd be able to be poiled more by this general. So Chavetz Chaim told him like this. He says, Chazal say, Kol haroidev achar hakovid, hakovid b'reach yimenu. Kol ha-b'reach min hakovid, hakovid roidev acharov. What does it say the word kol for? Kol usually comes to include something extra. Chazal could have said, haroidev achar hakovid, hakovid b'reach yimenu. What's kol haroidev achar hakovid? Same thing with kol ha-bereach min ha-kovid. It could have said, ha-bereach min ha-kovid, ha-kovid right of Akron. What is the kol coming to be married? So Chavetz Chaim said like this. He says, take a person like me, for example. I'm not right for kovid. There's no reason why I should be getting kovid. The kol is married. Even a person like me that's not right for kovid, but because all my life I've been running away from it, people come to me and they give me kovid when I don't want it. So kol is marbe, even a person like me that's not right for kovid. HaKovid right the back row, still the kovid runs after such a person. Take a person like you, for example. You deserve all the kovid in the world. But because you're running after it, the kovid eludes you. So kol, right the back row kovid. Even a person like you that's right the kach. But because you want it, the kovid's going to elude you, it's going to run away from you. So when he left the Chofetz Chaim's house, he told people, you see, even the Chofetz Chaim says that I'm right for Kaddish. This was the lesson that he took from the whole, the shower of the Chofetz Chaim. But that's what the message over here was. Lekach, because of this gufa that you were a boish and you were afraid to come forth, lekach nivcharta, that is why you were chosen. There's a Moyudikat Targum Yonison Ben Uziel over here. The Targum Yonison Ben Uziel says that when Aaron approached the Mizbeach, he saw the cronies of the Mizbeach, the corners of the Mizbeach, they have like horns jutting out. It reminded him of the horns of a cow and the eagle. So he managed to remind himself of his cake and he moved back. So Moshe Rabbeinu encouraged him, step forward, don't worry, this is your job, this is what you should do. So Ramban says, I'm very thinking, why did the Mizbeach appear like an eagle? So there's horns on the side, there's these things jutting out. We would never think of the eagle if we saw the Mizbeach. So what's up is Aaron saw an eagle over there. So after Ramban, because Aaron was a kodesh, he was such a tzaddik, and he always had the chet ha'egel on his conscience, he always had it on his mind, so the minute he saw things jutting out, egel! And immediately he turned back. Because of his tahara, his kedusha, he didn't have any other avarice. And this was always on his conscience, the minute he saw things jutting out, he saw egel. So the Chofetz Chaim says, and this is a pasuk really that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, the chatosi negdi summit. My aveiras are always in front of me. Chofetz Chaim says a person, if he did an aveira, he always has to have it on his mind. He has to make a list of it. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yishmael, he said, Chazal say he's not supposed to read Lo'or Haner on Shabbos, because in case the thing starts flickering, you might fix it. Shmuel ben Elisha said, no, I'll do it, man. I'm not going to end up fixing it. And he ended up reading, and Kachavi, he was over on Shabbos. So he wrote into a pad, Ani Yishmael ben Elisha, Kishe Yabona Beis HaMikdosh, Ovi Chatos Shreina, Amachuyiv to bring a fat Chatos. Like, why does the Gemara tell me this about Yishmael ben Elisha? He wrote it. Why is that important for us to know? As Chaim said, it's telling us a big yesod. When a person doesn't have aveira, he's got to have it in front of him. And he's got to remember it. And it's got to bother him. So that he'll do tshuva for it. But if a fellow doesn't have aveira, and he forgets about it, that causes more anger by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe l'mah adover daim is up to Chofetz Chaim. Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon for a couple of months. At the end of a couple of months, Shimon approaches Reuven. He says, Reuven, the time is up. So Reuven takes out his notebook. He says, believe me, I know that I owe you the money. I have it written down right here, and it's on my mind to say there in Amir Hashem. I don't have it just now, but I hope to pay you back soon. Shimon hears that. Reuven's responsible. He has it written down in this thing. He's taking it seriously. Okay, I'll give you another couple of weeks. But what happens if when Shimon approaches Reuven, Reuven says, I owe you money? Are you sure? I'm not quite sure. Chutzpahnaz, I lend you $1,000, you don't remember? Here's the shtarl shor night, schlepping right to Bezdin. You're not taking it seriously? Even sure if I see the guy takes it seriously, okay, I'll have Rachmanis. But he's not even taking it seriously when I did him that favor. I'll take him right to Bezdin. So the Chofetz Chaim is the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees we owe him a choy for an aveira, but we're taking it seriously and we have it in front of us, he'll be ma'arachat, he'll push off. He'll let us do tshuva for another while. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the person doesn't take it seriously, he'll pay back right away. I once heard a Maimidik in Maisha. There was a Yid that lived here in Muncie for a tkufa, a very choshev Yid. From the early people in Rav Aaron's Kailu here in Lakewood. His name was Rav Mordechai Yaffe, Tzadik Levracha. He has a son here, lives in Muncie, choshev Yid, Rav Yehuda Yaffe. This was Mordechai Yaffe. He had yeshivas. He collected for yeshivas. So he was once in a town in the Midwest and he needed a place to stay for Shabbos. And he wanted to make sure that he had a place where it was kosher. He could trust the kashrus. So the people told him, there's a yid that lives here. He's machmor and kashrus in the chai. He calls the fellow, can I come over? Sure, come over. walks into the house. She's a yid with Barden Payas in a Midwest town. He's sitting over his Gemara, and the yid tells him, "You're welcome to come here. And Baruch Hashem, the kashrus, I'm zoyim, everything is fine. But I have to tell you one thing. I don't know if you want to stay by me. I'm a mechal Shabbos." Baruch Yaakov looks at him. "What? A mechal Shabbos? Like, how's that? A yid with Borden Payas, who's machmor on kashrus, is sitting and learning. What kind of mechal Shabbos are you?" "I'll tell you the maisa. I came from the old country. I came here to America. The golden Medina, where you're supposed to make money. And everywhere I went, I got a job. And if I told them that I'm not coming on Shabbos, they said, pack your bags. Go someplace else, don't come back after Shabbos." And this went on from week to week. I took on a job, and the Shabbos I didn't come, fired. Took on another job and another job. And finally, it was bone mind, my nefesh. I didn't have any parnosa. I didn't have what to feed my kids with. And I had a job. What am I supposed to do? So I made up that week, I'll daven with an early minion on Shabbos. I'm not going to ride to work. I'll walk to work. And once I'm there, I'm not going to do any malach. I'll just be there, and I'll make like I'm there, but I'm not going to do any malach. Sure enough, I davened early. I walked miles to the job. I opened up the door, and I saw Chilul Shabbos, and I started trembling. It became so mias by me. Oy, how could I even have had a havamim of working? I shut the door, and I ran home. You see, I'm a mechal Shabbos. I even had a havamina to go in to a place where they work on Shabbos. I'm a mechal Shabbos. I don't know if you want to stay by me. This is what he told her, Martha Yafim. That's Shada Helig in the Shomet. Techatosi Negdi Somet. He didn't actually do malach. He mamish b'doichik. He had a havamina sheba havaminas. Techatosi Negdi Somet. He had that on his conscience years later. He says, that's what happened over here with Aaron Zakhtar Ramban. He was a pure neshama, and he had it on his conscience. If a person has that, that's very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Moridik and Moridik Chazal, a very controversial Chazal in this week's Parsha. Parsha this week deals with kosher animals and non-kosher animals. So the most famous of the non-kosher animals is the Eish HaChazir, the Chazar. So Chazal say, Lomo Nikri Shmoy Chazir, why is it called a Chazir? From the word of Chazara. Sha'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHachzir Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHachzir Lovay will turn the Chazir to Klal Yisrael. Some people have a Girzah, the Yachzir Lehetere Harishan. He will return to its original head. Philip Plum, how is it possible that Los Lovi, when Mashiach comes, can you picture yourself eating a ham sandwich or pork and beef, yum yum, the covered Mashiach? You know, he'll be eating a ham sandwich with pork and beef. I mean, it's very hard to be a Lalasaitl such as that, right? Hagam, you know, it's, Swarm say, not supposed to say that I don't like Chazir. Oh, but somehow or other, especially since one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna is that the Torah is not going to change a Kiyuza. Well, I said, loving the Torah will be exactly the same. How is it shocking the Tzias to say that something which is also, and that is also, right? How is it shocking to say that Lossid Lovay, the Chazir is going to return to us? It's a pillow. Akhtadekach, that is the Chemed, brings down, and from other Sfarim as well, that there is no such Chazal. Such a Chazal, there is no such Chazal. There's no Gemara like that, there's no Medrash like that, nothing. There is no such Chazal, it's impossible to have such a Chazal. The Prima Godin has a Sefer called Sefer Hanutrikin, and he writes that in Chazal you don't find the word Chazir. Chazal called it a Dover Acher. Why, he says? So people should not make the mistake that Chazir, because it'll return to us? It's not true. So Chazal called it a Dover Acher. But there is no such Chazal. The problem is that there are some Choshevit people that bring down this Chazal. The Ridvan, Kiddushin, Davmentes, Rishon brings down this chazal. The Archaim HaKadosh, also from the greats, brings down such a chazal. So what's the pshat? So Archaim HaKadosh says a pshat like this. Archaim HaKadosh says, it's not the pshat that La'asad Lovi, the Torah is going to be changed. It's not the pshat. The pshat is the Torah tells us over here that a chazir is missing one of the simonim of kashrus. Right? He has a mafreshes par, so he has the split hoof, but the malagera, that he doesn't have. Well, says Lovi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change the Torah. He's going to change the metzias of the chazir. The chazir is going to become a malagera. The mele doesn't fit into the yisur. Right? The Torah says, in order to be kosher, you have to have these two simon. A chazir bisman hazeh doesn't have the second simon. But Lo Shel Lovi, he will have that second simon. Mele, he'll be kosher. Right? It's a different chazir. It's not the same animal that the Torah speaks about. The chazir that the Torah speaks about doesn't have malagera. The chazir, Lo Shel Lovi, will be malagera. It's a totally different animal. So it's not the pshat that an Isra is going to become mutter. It's a totally different metzias. That was never Russia to begin with. If we'd have that metzias now, it would be mutter now. As I said, the Rechaim HaKadosh. What's that?
The
only
Hebrew
Messiah
is going to change.
I know he tells us it's mutter, then Ein Lecha Messiah
Gadol Mizeh.
He never ate
it. What's
that?
It's the only one that...
What does Messiah mean? Messiah means you have to know for a fact that it's mutter, right? But if we have a chazal like that, or a Chaim HaKadosh obviously says it's a chazal, and Eliyahu HaNavi, I once heard a Meir de Gibshad, what's up, Eliyahu HaNavi is the one that's going to be Mevar of the Sfeikas. Because Eliyahu HaNavi was Pinchas, and Pinchas was around by Moshe Rabbeinu. So he knows firsthand all the halachas, you know, and he lives forever. So Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be Mevar of this. It's Kfar Mutter. This is what Dor HaChaim HaKadosh says. The Ritva in Kiddushin and Tes brings down a Nifla de Gibshad. Nifla de Gibshad. The Ritva says Chazir doesn't mean the animal Chazir. Chazir is going to be also lost at Lovai. But we know in Chazal and in the Pesukim, Esav is Nimshal to a Chazir. Yechar Semeno, Chazir Miyar, Esav is compared to a Chazir. It says, well, lost at Lovai, Esav, instead of being our adversary, he will return to Klal Yisrael and he will help us out. The Malchus will give over to us, plus he'll help us out. That was, as we know, that Yitzchak Avinu's Kavanah L'Chatchila was that Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov should be the Iker, and Esav should help him out. It didn't quite work out that way. But Lo Shel Lovi, when the world will be in its perfection, so that Esav will take a return, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be master Esav, you know, the way it should have been L'Chatchila. Right? That's the Chazir that it's referring to. It doesn't mean the Chazir, the animal Chazir. There's another sefer, a fourth shot. The sefer is called Ur Yikareis. Ur Yikareis, and he says differently. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Tes, that for everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, which is Osir, he created something connected to that which is Mutin. With the same time. What is that? Well, he created Chazir, also on Chazir, so he was matter a certain fish called Shibuta, a fish by the name of Shibuta, and the time of the brain of a Shibuta is like the time of a Chazir. The Medrash tells us, the Medrash in Eicha tells us, that when Klal Yisrael was put into Golus, so all of the fish, even the fish of the Yam, went into Golus with Klal Yisrael. And they all returned to Eretz Yisrael, except for the Shibuta. The Shibuta that tastes like a chazer, that did not return to Eretz Yisrael. So for that it says, Asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the chazir, the chazir which he was matter us, that's this fish whose mayach has the taste of a chazir, that's what he's going to return to Klal Yisrael. So Yitz Medrein, we have four different sheets here. So Kemet brings down from common people, there's no such mefesh. Doesn't exist. The second shot, the Rechaim HaKadosh says that of course the Chazir will be mutter, but it's going to be a different animal than the Chazir that the Torah speaks about. The Chazir with both Simonim will be mutter. The third sheet of the Ritva and Kiddushin Memtes says the Chazir is not talking about the animal, the Chazir, it's talking about Esav, the Snim Shel HaChazir, and he's going to end up helping out Klal Yisrael. And finally, this pshat from the Sefer Ur Yikareis that is referring to the Shivuta, which tastes like a Chazir. there's a Meiridikipshat at the end of the Parsha from Rav Kiva Eger. It says like this. Zois Teres Habehema V'ho'oiv V'chol Nefesh Achaya, etc. The last pasuk. La'havdol ben ha'tomei uven ha'tor. To differentiate between the impure and the pure. Uven ha'chaya ha'necheles. Uven ha'chaya ha'shalo se'ochel. Between the animals that could be eaten and the animals that could not be eaten. Kiveya says that in this pasuk there's a Meiridik Remez. The Gemara in the Sefer Yumadav Tebeis and Midbeis says that if a woman is expecting a child, in Kippur she has to fast. What happens if in Kippur she has a tremendous urge to eat? It's a sakana for her and for the child in her womb. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to whisper in her ear and say, today is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. And that'll calm down the child in her womb and it won't want to eat. So Chazal say that there were two mices like that. There was one woman that desperately wanted to eat. And they whispered in her ear, you know, today is Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. And the urge calmed down and everything was fine. There was another woman, also the same thing, and they whispered, and the thing did not calm down. Who did this first woman give birth to? From the greatest of the Amiron, Rav Yochanan. That was Rav Yochanan. That was the child that wanted to eat. They whispered to it, it calmed down. Who was the child of the other woman? Of Russia. His name was Shapsai Oitzer Peri. Shapsai, he used to gather up fruits in order to hike up the price. He used to empty the marketplace of its fruits, buy it all out, so the price would shoot up, and then he would sell it for the higher price. You know, Chazal had big timers on him. Dr. Kiva Eger, that's Marumas over here in this pasuk. It says, Lahavdil, Ben Hatomi, Ben Hatohar. You want to know a simon l'dover, how you can differentiate between a child that's a tzaddik and a child that's a rasha? Ben ha'chaya ha'necheles. Chaya is a woman that gives birth. The chaya that wants to eat, uben ha'chaya shaloi se'yachel. And the chaya, the woman that doesn't want to eat. The woman that doesn't want to eat on Yom Kippur, she's going to give birth to the tzaddik. The woman that wants to eat will give birth to a rasha. That's the rumors over here in this pussy. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Why don't you want to pay attention?